That time, let's go ahead and get started. I really appreciate you being here tonight. We are here very simply to come together as the people of God. We're going to praise Him in song. We're going to pray together. We do have guests, and we appreciate so much you coming to be with us tonight. By way of just preparing our minds for an hour of praise to God, I'd like to read the 103rd Psalm tonight, Psalm 103. The psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always thrive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. Nor has He dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness towards those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. It's a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over, it is no more, and it places knowledge. It is no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him. And His righteousness to children's children, to those who keep His covenant. Remember His precepts to do them. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength who perform His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you who serve Him doing His will. Bless the Lord, all your works of His, and all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Would you pray with me, please? Our Father in heaven, we approach your throne of grace this evening, Father, with humility of spirit. Father, recognizing that you are God and we are not, that you are the creator and we are the creation. Father, we acknowledge that you're an all-powerful God, a merciful and loving God, a God who sees all and knows all and hears all, a God full of compassion and loving kindness. Father, we are so thankful that you care enough to hear our prayers, for this ability to petition you, to express our praise and gratitude for you, to confess and beg for your forgiveness, Father, when we sin against you. Father, you have the power to heal. We recognize that your will is perfect, and Father, we are so thankful for it. Father, as you know, there is no shortage of pain and heartache in our world today for many of us. Even personally right now, we're concerned for those, Father, whom we dearly love. Father, we ask you to be with our sister, Clarice Young. She's been in pain for some time now, and it is our prayer, Father, that she would experience some relief in light of the new treatment that she'll be starting, that all would go well with that, and that she would feel better, Father. We ask you to be with our sister Jeanette Branson, Father, for so long now. She's dealt with various health issues, many of which have caused her great pain, Father. We're so thankful that you healed her of her cancer, but pray that you would continue to be with her and to bless her with the comforts, Father, that she needs to go about her daily life. Father, we ask you to continue to be with all of our number who continue to battle cancer. We're thankful for all of the prayers that have been answered on behalf of our sister Judy Reeves, on behalf of Ellie Geiser and Andy Hornback and Savannah Pulliam and Katie Zwilling, for Margaret Feldman, for Karen Bybee. Father, we are just so thankful for answered prayers. And we pray that you would continue to be with us as we move forward, Father, all of those. Father, we pray for those of our number right now who have family members that are going through hard things. Father, we pray for Brother Howard's sister-in-law, Nancy's sister, Beverly Knight, as she's in the last stages of her life, Father, as a result of cancer, that you would be with her, that you would be with her family, Father. We would ask you to continue to be with Brother Mike Morgan's father as he continues to go through dialysis treatments, Father. We ask you to be with him, to be with Mike's mother as she cares for him. Father, we ask you to be with Susan Green's brother, Mike, as he continues cancer treatments. Father, as you know, they have had several setbacks with this treatment, Father. We just ask that you continue to be with him, Father, and if it be your will, that you would heal him. Father, we ask you to be with Judy Scheidel's sister, Susan, that you would bless her, that you would be with her. We ask you to be with David's uncle, Billy, as he struggles with various health issues. Father, we ask you right now to be with the Weedman family as Betty and Jeff care for Betty's mother. Father, we ask you to be with Betty's mom. We ask you to give Betty and the family wisdom as they make decisions on her behalf, as they care for her. Father, we're especially mindful right now of our sister Marion Fentress at this time as she's in the last stages of her life. Father, we're so thankful for her good example all these years, for her kind and sweet disposition, for all of her encouragement. We pray, Father, that you would be with Kim and all the family, Father, as they care for her, that you would bless them all with comfort and strength as they go through this stage. And Father, we ask you to be with our sister Chaney Adams, Father, as she begins her cancer treatments next week. Father, we pray, if it be your will, that you would heal her completely and promptly, Father. We pray for the doctors that care for her. We pray that the treatments that they prescribe would be effective with minimal side effects, Father. We ask you to be with Danny, to be with Rhonda, to be with her siblings, to be with Tommy and Betty. Father, just be with this godly family through this trial. Father, we ask you to be with those whom we love, who've lost loved ones in recent days. We ask you to be with Sonia and her family and the loss of her mother. We ask you to bless them with comfort, Father, as only you can. We ask that you continue to be with Jenny and Donald and Chris and the loss of our brother Donald. Continue to give them comfort and the strength that they need, Father. Father, we are so blessed for our family here at Kenwood, Father. We're so thankful for Shelby and Austin's healthy new baby Sailor, Father. We're so very thankful. We ask you to be with Mare, who will be giving birth in the coming weeks, to bless Matt and her with a healthy baby. To be with others among us, Father, who are currently pregnant, to bless them as well. Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your forgiveness, Father, we are so very thankful for all that you have done for us here at Kenwood, Father. We are so very thankful. We love you. We pray all of this in your Son's name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Number 314. I need thee every
314.
Oh.
Number 554. Savior, teach me day by day.
Okay.
554.
Here I found out that most are leading three songs, so I'm going to sneak in another one. It won't be on the screen. 545, you'll have to get your books. 545. We'll sing the first and the last verse.
All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number 298, Love Lifted Me. Number 594, There's a Rainbow in the Cloud.
Next song will be number 660. 660. Anywhere with Jesus.
Anywhere with Jesus, I can say.
Next song will be number 111. Number 111.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. You give us strength and power. Glory and praise be to you, Lord, now and forever. We come before you with gratitude for the countless blessings you've given us, none more precious than your Son, Jesus, his life on earth and his death for our salvation. Father, your holy word, it fills us with love, fills us with hope and purpose. Your mercy fills us with confidence. We are your church, Father, your holy people, your children. Help us to never lose sight of that as we go day to day throughout our lives. We pray for the saints and the families here at Kenwood, that you guide our steps and continue to bless our lives. We pray for our elders and deacons. Lord, please be with them. May they always be wise and strong, productive and helpful. We pray for the sick among us, for those that are in need. Father, we ask that you please be with us and strengthen and bless us as only you can. Father, we pray for the lost. May we have windows of opportunity to share the gospel with people around us as we go about our lives. And may their hearts be pricked by your word so that they might come to repent and be saved. Father, we ask that you please be with our nation and its leaders, that you help the people of this great country to repent and to turn back to you and put you first. Father, we pray that all we do as a congregation be in keeping with your will, and that you'll bless the work here at Kenwood now and for many years to come. Father, all we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Number 643.
Sweet are the promises thine is, O Lord. Dear Lord, any message man ever heard. Sure was the mind of Christ, endless I see. He's a great example, is a pattern for me.
Our next song will be number 94. Number 94.
This is my father's world, and through my lips he is.
Our next song will be number 562. Number 562.
We are.
But I found my way. 721. I've got what back? Okay, that's okay too, because that happens to be one that I wanted also. So. I'm sorry. 768.
721.
As the light.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. Really appreciate our song leaders and their willingness to lead us. You know, one of my great honors is when I have the ability to sit with someone as they near the end of their life and to talk with them, to reminisce a little bit. And as the song we just sung, it never ceases to amaze me, regardless of how old someone is. They always talk about how fast it's gone. And that's true. And it's also true, as we sung, I have to tell you, I hated that song as a kid. I thought, what an awful way for a song to end, and alas, we must die. But that is the reality for all of us. And so I thought it might be good for us, as we end our time together tonight, just to take a moment. Just consider our soul in light of eternity. What if tonight was the night? What if tonight was the night that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, returned to this earth? We have no idea when that's going to be. We know that judgment is going to follow that. What if tonight was the night that you breathed your last breath? You know, that's a real possibility as well. It's a great privilege when I can sit next to a child of God, as I did this week with Sister Marion. And I have the ability to look her in the eye, not that I'm the judge, but I know who the judge is, and I know what his standard of judgment is. And I have the ability to look into a faithful Christian's eyes and say, you know, I know this is hard right now, but you have so much to look forward to. And that's the way it is for a faithful child. You know, this world is not our home. I don't know about you, but as I watch the news, as I see the surroundings of everything going on in our world, I'm really thankful this world isn't our home. I'm thankful that as a child of God, through the precious blood of Jesus, that I have the ability to look forward to something far greater than what this world can offer. And that's the way that God intended it to be. He never wanted us to get too comfortable here. You know, in this world, there's no shortage of pain, no shortage of sorrow. We say goodbye a lot. We watch our loved ones suffer a lot. There's sin at every turn. Here's the good news. Heaven won't be like that. Heaven won't have any of that. It will be absent of all of that. And when I think about heaven, I always think about Revelation 21, where John sees this vision there in verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there's no longer any sea. He says, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God and made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And then listen to verse 4. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death, and there will be no longer any mourning or crying or pain. The first things, he says, have passed away. He goes on in verse 8 and says, but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable murderers and immoral persons, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, their part will be in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. Excuse me. Which is the second death. Heaven will be perfect, and it will last forever, and there will be no sorrow, suffering, pain, no cancer. There will be no sin. I can't wait. I hope you're ready. If the Lord was to return tonight, would you be ready? Are you confident in your salvation? You can be. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Would you be willing to repent of your sins if you've never obeyed the gospel? Would you be willing to confess that He is the Son of God, and He is, and be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins? Be baptized. Maybe you're here tonight and your life's not what it ought to be and you're not confident of your salvation. I would encourage you, stick around. Come see me. Come see one of the elders. Grab any of us. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. If you need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, let's do that. Let's take care of that tonight. Don't put that off, because we're not guaranteed another moment. To our visitors, thank you so much for being here. Brother Mike Pagan is going to come lead us in a final song. We're going to sing about heaven, which I think is most appropriate for an occasion such as this. So he's going to read the first verse of this song. Then Brother Alston Wilson is going to lead us in our closing prayer. Let's stand as we sing for the song and for the final prayer.
Sing God the one.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the night that we were able to come here with brothers and sisters in Christ who are living in this world of sin but are still striving to be with You one day and to live that Christian life. We pray that we will always give You the honor, the respect, and the praise that You so richly deserve, and help us to always put all of our heart into our worship, Lord. We pray the sick of our number that You would heal them, if it be Thy will, that they can be with us once again. Pray also for the number of our number who chose not to be here tonight. We pray that we could encourage them in some way to uplift them, to get on the right path with Thee. We pray as we leave this place, we will be a shining light to those that are around us, that they will see You living in us. Please go with us now in Christ's name. Amen.